Hi, guys.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of
Figure It Out
with
Gabby and Khalil. With Gabby
and Khalil.
I said your name.
No,
so sorry.
That's okay. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode. We hope you're having such a great day so far. We are having a great day so far.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Our matchy dark blue shirts. And
is this blue? I think this is black or gray. Blackish gray.
My Animal Crossing t-shirt.
Yay.
That's why it's a great day.
Okay.
We hope everyone's doing well and is safe during these tough times.
So since we are having a good day, let's talk about
what a good relationship is.
Yeah. What is the opposite of a good relationship?
A relationship.
No, a toxic relationship.
Yes.
So
this episode will be all about toxic relationships.
Oh God, I hate toxic people.
For you, define toxicity.
Because there are a lot of definitions when it comes to being toxic. It's a different definition per person, per relationship.
But generally, it's a person or a relationship that
is not healthy.
Parang
walang improvement. Parang rather than you guys grow, you're pulling each other down. For me, that's like a huge part of being having a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
And I feel like crab mentality, yan, toxic yan. Sinasakal mo yung tao, that's being toxic. A lot talaga of factors of having a toxic relationship.
Or parang you could like boil it down to a relationship or a person that is irrational.
Yes.
That kinda hindi alam yung kung ano yung tama sa mali. Kumbaga blurry sa kanya and, yung right and wrong.
And a person who hates to see you grow.
Yeah.
That is toxic. Na parang forget you are stuck here, then you would want another person to be stuck there with you.
Hmm.
That is toxic.
Okay, let's talk about toxic relationships na.
Okay, not the person.
Not the person.
Okay.
Ako for me, the first red flag in a relationship, and you could tell that it's a toxic relationship, if there is a sense of control between one person to another.
Okay.
If merong, like, sinusubukan i-control yung emotions mo, sinusubukan. Kumbaga, hindi ina-acknowledge kung ano yung naramdaman mo, tapos imposing all these, you know, whatever this person believes in, kahit na mali.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, closed-minded na...
Ba't nakatingin ka sa akin?
Huh? Siyempre, kausap kita Yung closed-minded na tao na ayaw magpatalo at ayaw umintindi. For me, that's the first red flag.
Okay, so have we gotten there?
No. We're not like a squeaky clean relationship.
We're not.
We have our bad days. We have our fights. And for me, we would at times be carried away with our emotions that we somehow kinda, you know, for brief moments
parang
become toxic to each other.
We go near that kind of line.
For brief moments, we become toxic to each other, but then, buti na lang.
We call out each other also. Na whoops.
We're aware and we have a solid foundation.
Yeah.
So
we go
back when the devil is getting in the way. You know, we
kind of pause.
We pause and we really look back at the purpose of the relationship.
Yeah.
That's, I think, for us, the most beautiful, you know, dynamic in our relationship na hindi tayo nagpapatalo sa mga masamang nangyayari sa mundo.
Our love is greater than that evilness.
No!
Hindi, pero seryoso, I get what you mean. Na sometimes when we fight and we get carried away with our emotions, I'm aware of that. Sometimes I tend to impose things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes being unaware na parang, oh, I'm too much na pala with my opinions and imposing stuff. And then Kali would tell me na, whoops, this is me not allowing you to control me. You sometimes tell me that. Parang ako, I'm being reminded, ay, yes, I'm sorry. O nga pala. Parang, it's a matter of you guys knowing each other when to call out each other, and you have to accept when you're being called out. Mm-hmm. Parang, it's okay that you are being called out in a relationship.
It's better.
Yeah, and it sends a signal na you guys aren't toxic.
Yeah.
Because you
deal with it.
You deal with it. You sit down with it.
You
figure it out. Ay, tingin pa mga 30 seconds, no? Yeah. So that's what I like and I love about a relationship is that we're not afraid to sit down and deal with our shit.
Yeah. That's us. Pero going back to like toxic relationships,
mm-hmm.
we kind of know because we experienced it.
Exactly. So, okay, let's start with you. Ano yung level of toxicity? Like, what kind of...
Have I experienced
before? Yeah, and what kind of toxicness? May ganung bang word?
Toxicity.
Toxicness. What kind of a toxic relationship did you have?
For me, the level of toxicity that I experienced in my past relationships, I was never enough.
Okay, that was what you felt.
Yeah, I was never enough because there were, you know, instances, you know, I got heartbroken
mm-hmm.
plenty of times because there were other guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that level of toxicity.
What was the result? Like what? So because of that, what happened?
I experienced the worst years of my life. Like I remember it super, super vividly. It's a phase of my life that I forget about talaga, that I would want to forget.
I know.
And delete from my life. Pero mm-hmm. it was a phase of my life na talagang helpless. Yeah. I felt helpless. I felt, you know, parang I felt like my feelings weren't of value to anyone.
And it's all because of toxicity.
Yeah.
Right? It's so bad talaga.
Yeah, it's because the relationship isn't stable enough. And
you chose to hold on to it pa din. Kahit na you know it's so toxic already.
It wasn't stable enough. It wasn't healthy enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, both sides naman yun eh. That's why people in the relationship allowed that whole situation to happen.
Yes.
Because was a toxic relationship. Yeah. It was all about personal feelings.
Mm-mm.
It was all about personal desires.
Yeah.
It wasn't about, you know, having to really value the relationship.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I get you.
As a whole.
I get you. Like
improving and, you know, being smart about the relationship.
It was just all butterflies at first and then hanggang dun lang pala.
Mm. Hanggang dun lang. Uh-oh. Tapos wala na.
Yeah. Diba?
Nagkasakitan na.
Mm-hmm.
And
you allowed it to happen.
Yeah, I allowed it to happen. And when you're on that road, kumbaga, tapos nilaban mo pa rin, pero you're not equipped. Back and forth na siya na.
And it's gonna take a toll in your life.
Yeah, back and forth na siya.
You're gonna damage yourself. So toxicity can lead to damaging yourself.
Yeah.
And we are fully aware of that because we know we've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
Like in my case, during my past relationship, at first, it was all butterflies, rainbows, you know, all the good stuff. But then, pagka lumabas na yung differences ninyo, and then nagkasakitan na, tapos magiging toxic na. Like you, I was brokenhearted because of other girls. I was put in that place, and so I became super celosa. That was my toxic trait before. Na I was so jealous of everybody because I'm coming from a place wherein I was cheated on. So I felt like lahat kalaban ko. Kalaban ko sa oras, kalaban ko sa atensyon. I felt like I wasn't good enough, like exactly what you were feeling. And so I allowed it all to manifest in me, which led to being jealous, to jealousy. And then one problem led to another, hanggat sa naging toxic na hanggat sa...
So you became that person na sino yung kausap mo, sino kasama mo, anong oras ka umuwi, saan ka papunta,
sino ka text mo.
Uh-oh.
And I would, if I had the chance to check his phone, I would do it. And mm-hmm. I would often see like, oh shit, sana hindi ko na chinek. Parang I became that, which is very, okay, it it was partly his fault why I was like that, but you know, it's still me eh. Mm-hmm. It's how I manage my emotions, and I mm-hmm. didn't handle
you
it.
You allowed yourself to be toxic.
I allowed myself to be toxic, and I'm pretty much aware of that. And he was toxic too, so pag pinagsama mo yung dalawa, talagang babagsak, di ba? And magkakasakitan, and hindi lang yun, magkakagalitan. And
yeah,
things...
Lalim.
Yeah, and...
That's a really, really
you
deep...
You can ano? Say things to your ex or to whoever that person is, you know, things that you didn't mean, but you had to say it because you guys are so toxic already.
You wanted to express talaga yeah. Na galit ako sa'yo, parang ganun.
So that is a... like a serious example of having a toxic relationship, and I hated that phase, but then I learned a lot from it, and that's why to fast forward, we both agreed not to have any of those anymore. Going back 2017, I remember you telling me na, oh, we have to be smart about this relationship because this kind of relationship, we want it to last. Mm-hmm. So let's be smart about it, let's not waste it, because 2017 pa lang, we knew we had a nice connection, a beautiful connection. So we really didn't want to waste it by being toxic.
So, yun nga, like Gab's example, like what are the red flags? Like, anong pwedeng gawin para hindi maging toxic yung relationship mo? Like, ako kasi, for example, sometimes, nagiging ganun, like, one partner is taking control of another,
mm-hmm.
is being nosy, is, you know, all in his or her partner's ano life,
mm-hmm.
trying to control ano,
mm-hmm.
so like what Gab said kanina, that was an example of a toxic relationship, mm-hmm. but it could be in any form eh.
Oo naman.
Yeah, so how could we tell
if it's becoming toxic,
if it's becoming too toxic, or if your relationship is still in a healthy state? Ako, for one, kaya some relationships tend to be ano, one person trying to control the other,
mm-hmm.
one person being too nosy,
mm-hmm.
is because it was either there was no respect to begin with at
yes.
all from the get-go, or yeah. nawala yung respeto.
Uh-huh.
Dun na nagsimula. Because when you don't respect one another, then you don't trust one another.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't...
And what's the point of the relationship if there's no trust?
Kaya... ako, I would always tell Gab, lalo na nung nagsisimula pa lang kami,
mm-hmm.
we became very intentional of, hey, I'll be clear, I see the potential in this relationship.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, ganung klaseng
usap.
Mm-hmm. Ganung klaseng view na talagang hindi...
May parang we put it in our minds, like mindset agad.
Yeah, mindset
na,
talaga. Hindi siya chummy-chummy na...
No.
I'm gonna marry you, I'm gonna ganito you.
Or like, oh, you're so cute, I love this relationship.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that. Talagang we sat down and...
We had those. Pero when it's ano na, you know, when it's time to define the relationship,
mm-hmm.
the DTR. Yeah, yung pag nung dinefine namin at pinag-usapan namin, we sat down and we said, hey, okay, we both see the potential where this is headed.
Mm-hmm.
We have a strong connection, and this could be something.
Yeah.
Will we waste this,
yeah.
or will we, from now pa lang,
be smart about it,
and be aware that, you know, the both of us are in this because it's purposeful.
Mm-mm.
So, again, it starts there. I know pa ulit-ulit sa lahat ng podcast, I always say it, but it starts there. Like a healthy relationship starts there. Na from the get-go, hindi nyo talaga papayagan sa utak nyo na maging toxic kayo.
Tama.
Like, no matter what.
You set it na talaga na parang there is no room for toxicity here.
And it's being completely honest.
Yeah. I feel like another possible factor of a relationship being toxic is when you don't communicate your feelings. Like, for
True.
Example, hindi mo na pala gusto yung ginagawa ng partner mo. And then you would just keep it to yourself just because you don't want to argue or you don't want to be open about it or you're scared to let your partner know. I feel like, okay, at first, siguro hindi siya magiging toxic, but if it piles up and if ikikim-kimin mo siya lahat sa loob mo, then you're gonna blow up. Then every time you fight, babalikan mo yung feelings na yon. It's gonna be toxic, cause everything stuck in the everything that should be in the past will always appear in your current conversations, in your current arguments. Na parang lagi mong nakahalungkat yung dati. Dati yung issues, dati mong feelings sa kanya kasi nagpatong-patong na. And I feel like if
hindi
you guys...
Hindi kasi pinag-uusapan.
Yes, if you do not settle your problems right there and then, it's gonna end up toxic. Kasi hindi mo na rin nakikilala kung paano yung partner mo eh. How your partner handles these emotions. Diba? So, it's gonna be toxic. So yeah, communication is important. If not, it will lead to toxic relationships.
I think that's one of the most important things that we really pointed out when we started becoming objective in our relationship, na we have to communicate.
Yeah.
Like, hindi natin pwedeng itago yung feelings natin because once na umabot tayo sa point na we react differently na dahil may tinatago kang mga emotions, may tinatago kang mga thoughts.
Mm-mm.
At ayaw mong aminin, ayaw mong sabihin, ayaw mong maging honest. And you start acting differently. You start making decisions differently. Nagsisimula yung ano, the process of being toxic.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
So, from the get-go, sabi ko kay Gab nun, we have to be like crystal clear with each other because sayang.
Mm-mm.
I remember always going back to that na parang hindi dahil ano eh, hindi dahil, you know,
hindi dahil nagpapakaromantic ka.
Hindi dahil nagpaparomantic tayo, pero we potentially have a partnership that we could cherish forever.
And you're gonna waste it?
Yeah, and
just
then you're gonna waste it because
of
ano?
Being toxic?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi you satisfy yourself? Kasi, diba, may ganun eh. Minsan pagiging toxic ka, parang you satisfy yourself na mas lamang ako sa iyo or whatsoever.
Yeah,
diba?
Ang pangit. Na, if you're not a partner anymore, like you're not in the relationship because you're a partner to your significant other, then wala na. If it's for your own pleasure, for your own good, kung paloob na siya, hindi na siya palabas,
balabas,
then there's a problem na. And I think if you're like, you're at that face, now you're questioning.
Mm-mm.
You have to communicate it because it's unfair.
Yeah,
it's unfair if one has applied the mindset of having a healthy relationship, pero the other is not on board pala.
Yeah,
because of I don't know other interests or other, you know, hindi pa siya ready or hindi pa siya ready mag-commit.
Eh, ba't pa kayo naging partners? Kung
yeah,
ano, eh?
Hindi na muna. Ibig sabihin, wag na muna.
No na muna.
Yeah, that should be ano, kasi unfair kung pinatagal. Diba? Then sayang. And we both had that phase na pa-question, that's for another episode. Pero na pa-question kami na, is it worth it?
Yeah. Are we gonna push through with
yeah.
it?
Are
is
we gonna
it
push
worth
through
the
with
time?
It? Mm-hmm. Because of what we have shared during that time, we know its value and we know, you know, how much it matters. And even though we can talk about it like this candidly in front of you guys, it's because we also went through it actually.
Yeah.
We also went through the point na na-question na namin na is this relationship, is this partnership worth it?
Yeah, but then we chose to figure it out.
Yeah. Because yeah, that's
because,
a whole new different episode to talk about. Pero,
because it was worth it.
Yeah. Basically, that whole argument and that like big fight led us to like really take a step back and see if this is a commitment that we are willing to take.
And I feel like one more factor of having a smart relationship rather than toxic relationship is having a solid commitment to each other.
Yeah, that's what the relationship talaga is
all
about.
So guys, kung gasgas agad yung commitment mo, hindi pa nga kayo kasal, wag na.
Yeah.
Don't push it na.
Mm-hmm. Or basta talagang dapat nandun yung intent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay na like right now, hindi mo kayang, I guess, you know, hindi ka pa ready, kunyari. Pero yung intent mo is pure. It's because you know that you want to commit.
Yeah.
You can head there.
Yeah.
As long as willing kang
as long as the
talagang,
picture is
ano,
clear for you without anything else.
Yeah.
Walang hidden agenda, pure intentions lang.
Yeah.
Basta yun guys, I hate toxic relationships. So I hope that everybody who are listening right now, I hope they're not in that situation And if you are in that situation, please take a step back and try to rethink everything.
Yes, because your feelings
matter. Your mental health matters.
Yes, and your worth matters. If it's starting
when you feel like it's you're not worth it anymore. You feel like parang shocks, wala na yung self worth ko. That's a red flag also for me.
Mm-hmm. Because it shouldn't happen.
Yes. Kailangan pagpasok mo na relationship, buo ka as a person, right? Your worth it's buo. So dapat mas magkakaroon pa ng second layer 'yan. Because
may icing
on top pa. Because of your relationship, 'di ba? Hindi yung mababawasan ng isang slice.
Yeah. So that's what we think about toxic relationships. For sure you guys have different opinions on it. Yeah. For sure you guys, you know, iba-iba talaga. Mm-hmm. Iba-iba talaga. Like what you just heard is how we approach it.
Yeah, and how we think of it.
Yeah, for sure it won't be the same as yours. And other principles, other people have other principles and other values they hold on to. Mm-hmm. What's important is a relationship is a partnership. And, you know, just like any other partnership that isn't romantic, kunyari a business partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Paglugi yung isa.
Wala na.
Bakit?
Oo,
mag-aaway kayo. Bakit? Mm-hmm. Partnership nga eh. Bakit ano?
You're in it together eh, di ba? Yeah. That's why it's called a partnership.
Yeah.
Di sana pure ikaw na lang. Solo na lang.
Parang accompaniment lang ako. Hindi naman pwedeng ganun.
Yeah.
Well, at least, no? That's again how we view it. We're not trying to impose
anything. I mean, if you're in a toxic relationship and you are trying to save it, then, well, good for you. Paglaban mo if you think it's worth fighting for, right? Okay.
Fight for it,
diba? But not to the extent that you're gonna damage yourself. That's a no-no.
Pero sabi nga nila, kung mahal mo.
Paglaban mo.
Mm-hmm.
Pero dapat mahal mo rin sarili mo.
Yun.
Tama.
Yun.
Self-love.
Alright. So, that wraps up the episode. Again, guys, just, you know, take what you need and be on your way.
Yeah.
That's hopefully the approach that you guys do when you listen to us. We're not at all like,
and we're just sharing
our
thoughts.
We're just really sharing our thoughts and our opinions and how we approach. Because you guys also asked about it online. And we just wanted to share our experience. So we hope that we are able to help you in any way.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe comforted you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you are experiencing any trouble with your significant other, kaya mo yan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here to say that, you know, love is to be celebrated and love could, you know, do the impossible. Wow.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Keep loving. Keep spreading love, guys. Spread the love. And that is another episode of Figure It Out.
All right, guys. Thank you all for listening and for watching. If you are on YouTube, hello, guys. We are also on YouTube, guys, for those who are listening on Spotify. And for people who are on YouTube, guys, check us out on Spotify. Please do stream our podcast there.
Yes, and we are also producing our very own food show on YouTube called Front Seat Foodies.
Check it out.
If you love food, for sure, may enjoy your Front Seat Foodies. So check us out on YouTube.
All right. Thanks, guys.
At the end of the day, don't forget to
figure it out. All right.
Thanks for watching and listening, guys.
Bye. Gabby?